Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. Now on today's show, I'm going to be featuring something I've never done before. This whole entire show is going to be based on fusion jazz, whatever that means. But I think it all stemmed out of the recording that Miles Davis made in 1969 called Bitches Brew. After he recorded that album, many musicians started changing the way that they thought about music. And I hope to demonstrate that on today's show. We're going to be listening to a wide variety of jazz from the early 70s right up to the present. And we're going to start off with a band called The Players, and this song is called Crystal. Thank you. opening up the show today, that was a band known as The Players, and we heard a track entitled Crystal. And now we're going to listen to some music from Volker Kriegel, and this is from a recording called October Variations. The track is called Funk You Very Much. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott.
Thank you.
That was music from one of the members of the great band Return to Forever. That was drummer Lenny White from his album Streamline. And we heard I'll See You Soon. And just before that, we heard music from Volker Kriegel with a track called Funk You Very Much. Now on today's show, I'm featuring some jazz fusion from the 70s up until the present time. And we're going to continue now with the late bassist Victor Bailey. And this is the title track from his album, Low Blow. Thank you.
you've reached CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau. We can't answer the phone right now because we're far too busy making great radio. Stick around and see what I mean.
Own a CHUO card? We're delaying the expiry date past May 31st until the end of 2018. Keep checking chuo.fm/card for the updating list of participating businesses.
This is music from a band out of England called Brand X, and I had a chance to see them on two occasions, one time at a club just outside of the University of Montreal, and the other one was at the St. Denis Theatre. They were formed by Genesis drummer Phil Collins back in the late 70s, and this is from their first album, Unorthodox Behavior, and a beautiful track called Nuclear Burn. And just before that, we heard music from bassist Victor Bailey with Low Blow. We're going to listen now to a flautist who made a name for herself back in the 1970s. Her name is Bobby Humphrey, and she released an excellent recording called Blacks and Blues. And we're going to hear a track called Baby's Gone, and then we're going to follow that up with trumpet player Eddie Henderson and a composition called We End in a Dream. Thank you. Music from flautist Bobby Humphrey, and we just heard a track called Baby's Gone, and before that, Eddie Henderson with Sunburst, and we heard a track called We End in a Dream. And now we're going to take a trip back in time to the 70s and listen to a very interesting band. I only have one album of theirs. It's called Isotope. The name of the band is Isotope, and the album is entitled Illusion, and we're going to listen to the title track.
Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than this. That was the great Pat Metheny on guitar and Jaco Pastorius on bass from their classic recording, Bright Sized Life. If you don't have this album in your collection, I highly recommend it. We heard a track called Midwestern Night's Dream. And just to remind you, on today's show, I'm featuring some jazz fusion from the past to the present. And just before Pat Metheny and Jaco Pastorius, we listened to Isotope and a track called Illusion. We're going to listen now to a band that was formed by Danny Gottlieb and Mark Egan. These were two members from Pat Metheny's group. The band was called Elements, and we're going to listen to a track called Spiral. This is taken from their recording, Forward Motion.
Stylishly hip and deeply exotic. Presenting award-winning Turkish-Canadian group Minor Empire live in concert in support of their new album, Uprooted, October 28th at National Arts Center 4th Stage in Ottawa. Armed with dreamy vocals and pulsating grooves, don't miss Turkish-Canadian group Minor Empire, October 28th at National Arts Center 4th Stage. Tickets and info at nac.ca and minorempire.net.
That was a recording from the great Herbie Hancock, another musician who played with Miles Davis during the 1960s, and he was on many, many albums, him and Miles together. But this is an album that Herbie recorded entitled Crossings. It's not a very well-known recording, but it's quite interesting to listen to. And we just heard a track entitled Quasar. And just before that, Elements with Spiral. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. On today's show, I'm featuring Jazz Fusion. And we're going to listen to an artist now who I think is a true genius in music and someone who was certainly influenced by Miles Davis. This is Frank Zappa from an early recording called The Grand Wazoo. And we're going to hear a track called Eat That Question. That was music from violinist Jean-Luc Ponty from his album Imaginary Voyage, and we heard The Gardens of Babylon. I have to tell you a story. Many years ago, my brother and I, we were sitting in our apartment in Montreal. It was very hot out that night. We both had our bathing suits on and listening to the radio, and we heard that Pat Metheny was at the University of Montreal with Jean-Luc Ponty opening up. So we quickly got dressed, hightailed it down there, and it was one of the best shows I had ever seen. But now we're going to listen to some music from one of the pivotal bands to emerge from the Bitches Brew sessions, and that's Return to Forever. This is Al DiMeola on guitar, Lenny White on drums, Stanley Clark on bass, and of course Chick Corea on keyboards. And we're going to hear a track from Light as a Feather. This is probably one of their most well-known and most requested songs. This is Spain.
Can't get enough of your favorite CHUO shows? Well, don't worry. Listen on demand anytime at chuo.fm and get your fix. We are CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau. Thank you.
one of the early creators of jazz fusion. That was Larry Coryell with the 11th House and a song written by Alphonse Mouzon, their drummer. It's called The Funky Waltz. And at the time when this album came out, that song was all over the airwaves. It was a very, very popular song for Larry Coryell from a pivotal recording. And just before that, we heard music from Return to Forever, from their album Light as a Feather, and a classic track entitled Spain. Now we're going to go to Quebec and listen to one of the modern purveyors of, I guess you can call it jazz fusion, but they certainly had their own sound. They were known as Uzeb, featuring Alain Caron on bass. And we're going to hear Alain Caron probably in the next episode of In Transition as I feature part two of jazz fusion. But for now, we're going to listen to a track from their album, You Be Easy, and this is called Hanging Out. Thank you. great drummer Billy Cobham with Snoopy Search and the Red Baron. Here's another story. Many years ago, Billy Cobham was at Concordia University in Montreal when I was attending university, and he put on a great show. And I remember talking to him before the show and telling him how much, in my mind, that I found he was influenced by Elvin Jones. I think it was the percussive nature of Billy's playing. But that was taken from an album called Spectrum, one of his more popular recordings at the time. Uzeb before that with Hanging Out. Time for just one more track, so we're going to listen to John McLaughlin with his band Shakti. This is from A Handful of Beauty and a lovely number called La Danse du Bonheur. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. We just heard part one of Jazz Fusion. Hope you enjoyed the show today. And don't forget, I'll be back next week with part two. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.